This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
We hear a lot about the growing global appetite for dairy products. Lee Mielke checks in on this Monday with the latest dairy imports from China. He's with analyst Jerry Dreyer of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Jerry, like it or not, the U.S. dairy market remains globally driven, and one of the key players is China. You have a report today on China's dairy appetite in January.
Yes, Lee, I do, and that appetite was pretty phenomenal. Based on their import data and an analysis of it, they imported record volumes of almost everything. They set a new monthly record for skim milk powder, whole milk powder, cheese, and infant formula. The only number that wasn't a new record high was the whey protein import, and January was number two on the list. So the hungry giant appears to have awoken again. Reports that I'm getting out of China suggest their own domestic production is lagging year ago. In fact, in December, the best number we have available, their non-fat dry milk production was down about 20%. So they've got a bit of a hole to fill.
Of course, the big question is, where is most of this product coming from? It's not from the U.S., is it?
Well, that's one of the problems, but we are making some headway there. We've always been a significant exporter of whey powder to them. January is a good example. They imported 50,000 metric tons, and we sent 18,000 metric tons. So we had two-fifths of that whey market. Non-fat dry milk, we've sort of fallen back there. During 2017, we had a 14% share. We exported them about 72 million pounds of powder. But back in 2013, the last time they had this raging appetite, we had 26% market share. So if this appetite continues to build, it speaks good for us, or, you know, it's positive news for us, because New Zealand, their Steadfast supplier, is having some production problems, so they may need to turn to us again for more skim milk powder.
Jerry Dreyer, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Thanks, Lee. A European perspective on some of the common challenges that dairy industries face both here in the U.S. and in Europe. David O'Sullivan is ambassador of the European Union to the United States. He tells Dairy Radio Now that both the EU and U.S. remain very competitive in the global market.
Well, I think that the United States dairy industry is a major export industry. Obviously, over time, that industry needs increased market opening and increased market opportunities. We in the European Union are very committed to creating new trade deals, which create new export opportunities for our industry. And I imagine that the United States will want to do the same.
And he says American dairy farmers are well placed to have quality products on the international market.
I mean, of course, there's bulk exports, you know, classic skim milk powder, and there, of course, safety, traceability, reliability is important, but it's not particularly innovative. But there is also huge scope for innovative products in the dairy field. As we see, you know, we've seen the development of new products, and the United States is extremely well placed to exploit that and to have quality products on the international market, because you have a high reputation for high standards and good quality. So these will be very important competitive components in the global export market.
He says consumers across the pond also want to know where their food comes from.
The patterns are not dissimilar to what you see in the United States, but again, it tends to be in also innovative products, healthy products, healthier products, or specialist products, and you see a big market for that, which to a certain extent compensates for perhaps some of the fall off in traditional dairy consumption.
That's David O'Sullivan, ambassador of the European Union to the United States.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket, because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
We are just over a week away from dairy's premier educational event, the 2018 PDPW Business Conference, March 14th and 15th at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin. One of the keynote speakers at the conference, President of Ag Resource, Dan Bossi, and he'll join us tomorrow with a preview. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.